Church of the Nativity of Mary and St. Martin in Szczelce. The church in Szczelce was built in stages. The first was the two-span chancel, which was completed in 1326, while the vaults were built 2 centuries later. At the turn of the 15th and 16th century, the rectangular tower and a porch on the northern side of the sacristy were added. On the ground floor of the tower, you will find the entrance to the church in the form of a historical door with fittings. In the 17th century, the church was converted into a Protestant church by the Frankenberg family, who owned part of the village at the time. In the 1870s, the church was devastated by a fire which also destroyed the polychromes, but reconstruction work started soon after. The ceiling was renovated, but the wall paintings were unfortunately concealed under plaster. In recent years, a number of preservation works have been performed both inside and in the immediate vicinity of the church. As you admire the church interior, be sure to take a closer look at the gallery with a latticework balustrade, on which the pipe organ is installed, the Renaissance epitaph of Adam von Prittwitz Gaffron, with a relief depicting the crucifixion, and the crests and an inscription which you can see on the facade of the chancel. Inside you can see plenty of historic sculptures, among them Madonna with Child, St. Catherine, St. Nicholas, and a Gothic sculpture of the Virgin and Child with St. Anne. There is also a Gothic Revival altar built in the years 1874-80, into which late Gothic sculptures of the Apostles have been incorporated. Around the church, you can see 3 Gothic Revival brick shrines from the late 19th century. The statues in the shrines depict Our Lady of Lourdes, the Good Shepherd, and St. Giles.